Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. Danielle Avari here at the VSiN studio inside the South Point Sportsbook with Matt Youmans and Vinny Maiulo. We have the PGA Championship coming up this weekend. There is a golf tournament every weekend, but this is one of the biggest. Line movement here. These odds from BetMGM this morning, Rory McIlroy from 16-1 to 11-1, and Victor Hovland went from 25-1 to 20-1. Their highest ticket percentage there, Jordan Spieth with 8% of the tickets at 14-1. Vinny, where are you seeing most of the action at the South Point?
We do have Rory at 12-1, and Justin Thomas as co-favorites at 12-1. So tickets and money on Justin Thomas, money on Patrick Reed, Tony Finau. From 40 down to 18, both money and tickets. Yes, yes,
18
man.
18-1 on Tony. He never wins. Top 10, Tony.
I just take the action, buddy, and I let that dictate.
It sounds like Matt's been hurt one too many times by Tony Finau.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
I'm one of the few people in the world, Danielle, who could say they bet on Tony Finau in his only win, 50-1 in the Puerto Rico Open. 4 years ago.
How many other times have you bet him?
A few times. Not too many.
So you're ahead.
But I'm one for something. I'm ahead of the game on Tony Finau.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Scotty Scheffler also drawing some money right now.
Would you look at Tony for a top 10 in this?
I think Tony's got a good shot to play well here. It's a course that's going to cater to long drivers. It's the longest track in major tournament history, over 7,800 yards. So long drivers are going to have a distinct advantage here, but you also have to have, you got to use every club in the bag here. There's going to be wind off the Atlantic Ocean. You got 10 holes that are seaside holes, more than any other course in North America. So the wind's going to play a factor. You got to be able to be a good wind player. I think Finau's game fits this pretty well, but so play him top 10, just not to win.
No 25 under like we saw this weekend.
No, it's not going to be
in McKinney, Texas.
It's not going to be like the Byron Nelson or the John Deere Classic. The winner's not going to be 25 under. I think the winner here is probably going to be around 10 or 12 under.
Is there any kind of benefit to having not played in any of the recent tournaments?
Yes.
I know that one of the recent tournaments was a longer course, so maybe that would have been good practice. But is there a benefit to have skipped any of those?
I think it's a benefit to players who didn't play last week. A lot of times you want a week off, a rest before a major tournament like this. And to be honest, if you played this past week, I think it might be a little bit of a disadvantage because the course is the complete opposite of what you're going to play this week at Kiawah Island in South Carolina. So there is no correlation whatsoever between the course that was just played on the PGA Tour in Texas and this one, except both courses have 18 holes.
They all, just correct me if I'm wrong, they all have them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So Jordan Spieth also getting a lot of money, at least at BetMGM, highest handle number for them at 14-1. How confident are you in Jordan Spieth's return lately?
Well, I bet him in his win in Texas about a month ago, but I have not bet him since. I think Spieth is one of those guys who's going to compete. His game's in good enough shape where he's going to contend in a lot of these tournaments, but it's tough to win. It's just really tough to win, so I think you're asking too much if you're betting Jordan Spieth in that 20-1 range to win a tournament. The value's kind of gone if you think about it, Danielle, and I know you do think about things like this. Jordan Spieth was up around the 50-1 range not too long ago.
Right.
So now around 20-1, it's the value in that bet's kind of out the window.
Yeah, he's getting a little bit of support, but not as much as the others that I mentioned. Actually, Daniel Berger, to Matt's point, he finished third this weekend. He got a little bit, some people cashing out tickets last night on him to finish in his matchups anyway.
Well, Berger won at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Hadn't really heard much about him since. And then over the weekend, he ties for third in Texas at 21 under. But again, that course really has no correlation to the ocean course at Kiawah Island.
With it being a longer course, is Bryson DeChambeau a golfer you would look at for this just because of his strength?
I think you have to look at him. No question, he's going to get some support from the betting public. I'm sure by Wednesday or Thursday, Vinny and Chris Andrews are going to see some bets roll in on Bryson DeChambeau because there's going to be the narrative's going to be about long drivers on the longest course in PGA history. So he's going to get some play. That's not the guy among the favorites who's my best bet, but I'll mention
who's
that.
Who's your favorite?
I'm going to save that for about 20 minutes.
Okay, a little sneak peek there.
He's a tease.
Real quick, let me ask you also about Dustin Johnson. I feel like he's always been at the top of this board. Vinny mentioned him as well, but we haven't really seen him finish strong lately. So how do you think he's going to perform?
He missed the cut at the Masters.
Yeah.
You know, he has not played well.
But he's always in these top odds. You don't get great odds on him.
DJ, I think the best you're probably going to find on him right now is around 15 to 1.
We raised him. Yeah, we had him at we made him the initially we made him the favorite when we posted this event last April at 12, but we raised him to 15 right now.
All right. Well, more coming up. Stick with us right here on My Guys in the Desert.
Number two of My Guys in the Desert from the South Point Sportsbook in Las Vegas. Matt Youmans, Vinny Maiulo, and special guest Tim Neverett, Los Angeles Dodgers play-by-play voice, and a longtime Las Vegan, now live in L.A. Tim, thanks for coming in today. How you doing?
Great, Matt. Good to see you. Always good to see you. You too, Vinny.
Good to be have you here, buddy. Yeah, excellent.
Thanks.
Love
thanks.
Your work.
Thank you very much.
You know, I saw you out there today, and I knew you were coming in. I said, well, the Dodgers got a game tonight, D-backs Dodgers, but you can't work all 162. You get a break once in a while on the schedule.
Yeah, right? I've got the Diamondback series off. My kids live here. One of them produces the show, so that's one of the reasons I'm here. But, no, I just drove over this morning from L.A. That's a it's a nice benefit, and, of course, just so familiar with Vegas because I lived here and worked here for so long. I've known you for 100 years. I've been around you for all this time.
Yeah.
Going back to the, I don't know, middle 90s, I guess, early early 90s, I think. And it's just great to come back because you always see some familiar faces. You know, when I see Mitch and Pauly or, you know, I've known Mike Pritchard for a long time. So a lot of guys that work here I've known for many, many years.
You actually, how many teams have you done play-by-play for in Vegas? I know the Las Vegas Bandits. The Las Vegas Stars. Did you do the 51s, or were you out of town by the time the
51s? Oh, no, I was, yeah, when we changed over from the Stars to the 51s, yeah, I did the AAA games then.
So you were the Dodgers AAA play-by-play
guy. Yes, I was for a while.
Before you went to Pittsburgh, what year did you go to Pittsburgh?
Went to Pittsburgh in 09. I had a stint in Denver doing studio work and some fill-in play-by-play with the Rockies in between. And then went to Pittsburgh, was there for 7 years with the Pirates, had a great time there. The last 3 years I was there, they won. And then went to Boston, and then 3 years I was there, they won the World Series in 2018. And then been in L.A. for, this is my third year with the Dodgers, and we won.
See? I was going to say, you're wow. a two-time world champion, right?
There you go.
Yes, right. Luckily. Very lucky to do that. I mean, it's right place, right time, I guess.
It's got
to
be great to work with the Dodgers organization, too. I was trying to think, when Bryce Harper made his major league debut, I went and covered that at Dodger Stadium in L.A., and you got Vin Scully, Tommy Lasorda up in the press box. Those guys couldn't have been nicer. Sit up there and eat lunch with them. Mm-hmm. They tell stories. It's just I love Dodger Stadium as well. Even though it's an old stadium, you got the best view there is out the press box to center field there. Over the hills is Hollywood.
It's incredible, Matt. I got to tell you, Dodger Stadium has, you know, the great view. You look over, you mentioned, look up past center field wall. You've got the San Gabriel Mountains. Yesterday was a little overcast for our game with the Marlins, so you couldn't see the mountains. But most of the time you do. It's just absolutely gorgeous. The weather is perfect. I remember talking to some former Dodgers down by the cage a couple of years ago. One of them, who was a shortstop in Boston for a long time, and he pulled me aside. He said, you know what I liked about coming out here to play? I said, what's that? He said, it's like this every blanking night. He said, it's like this every single night. And it is. There's no rain tarp on the field. It's beautiful. But the you know, I get to work with some pretty good guys. I get to work with Rick Monday on a regular basis on radio. When I go to TV, I work with Nomar Garciaparra sometimes, Oral Hershiser most of the time. Fernando Valenzuela's in the booth next door. I see him all the time. So it's really, like you said, going to Dodger Stadium, when you're around there, you run into these guys. You have dinner with them. You get to talk to them. You joke around with them. You share information with them. And then you leave and you say, wow, it's just wild that they include me in their group. And it's just, it's a blast. It really is.
Baseball legends, a lot of history. Fernando Valenzuela, by the way, had a son who played baseball for UNLV.
Fernando Jr., and that's another team I was doing the games for then.
You were doing the Rebels,
I was doing the Rebels then, and they went to the NCAA tournament. And a story about Fernando Jr., real quick, playing Arizona State in the regional final, the NCAA regional final in Tempe, Arizona. Dustin Pedroia was the shortstop at the time. Andre Ethier was in right field for the Sun Devils. And Fernando Jr. was at first base. And the Rebels had lost an earlier game, so they had to play an extra game, and they were out of pitching. So the head coach at the time, Jim Schlossnagel, who's now doing a great job at TCU, he wrote up on the board, anybody have any innings? Put your name down here. Fernando was the first one. He wanted to pitch. And the next question is, do you have a screwball? So he never got to pitch, though, but he could hit. He could really hit.
I was going to say, I was there in Tempe for that game. I don't remember Fernando getting to pitch.
But no, he didn't. Story. He didn't, yeah.
Okay. Hey, tonight, just mention this, D-backs and Dodgers, they opened a series, four-game series in L.A. This is a good pitching matchup, too. It's Mad Bum against Walker Buehler. Mad Bum started very poorly this season, but over his past four starts, 25 innings, he's allowed only two earned runs, 0.72 ERA over that stretch. So Mad Bum's been a lot better. The D-backs have not. They're 3-9 over the past 12 games. What do you make of Walker Buehler in this matchup tonight against the D-backs?
Well, Buehler's got an extra day's rest pitching tonight. The Dodgers went with a bullpen game yesterday at Dodger Stadium against the Marlins. They pushed Walker to today. They'll do that from time to time. Dave Roberts, does a great job managing the rotation because he'll have guys go on 6 days every now and then. Trevor Bauer really wants to stay on 5 days because he's a creature of habit. Clayton Kershaw is a creature of habit, but he's going to get a sixth day, that day in between once in a while. So Buehler's on extra rest tonight. I think that he has been pitching phenomenally well. I think it's a great pitching matchup. It'll be interesting to see what kind of lineup the Dodgers run out there tonight now that they've got a new first baseman. They have two new first basemen, actually. Mm-hmm. Of course, the news today, they officially signed Albert Pujols, three-time MVP, a guy who's got a career 298 average. He hasn't played since early May, so we don't know if he'll be in the lineup or not. But Yoshi Tsutsugo was a trade acquisition from Tampa Bay 2 days ago. Kind of a lower-level piece of news because you bring Albert Pujols on board, and that's when the Pujols news started, was 2 days ago. So he can play first base, he'll play some third base, he'll play some left field, but they're both going to come off the bench. And Pujols has agreed to be a bench player. One thing he didn't want to do with the Angels, but he's certainly willing to do it with the Dodgers.
Well, he can win a World Series with the Dodgers, was not going to get there with the Angels.
I would.
You don't have to say that, but I can.
I would think from the player's standpoint, yeah. I mean, honestly, if it wasn't for Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, I mean, they're the show in Anaheim. I mean, no disrespect to the organization, but they have a lot of other good players, but they just don't have the pitching, and the Dodgers do.
Shohei, by the way, with a two-run homer to win the game for the Angels in Boston. That was a dramatic ending to that game. I know Vinny's just going to ask you something here first, but let's get to the Corey Seager injury. He's going to be out at least 4 weeks, probably longer, maybe double that. Who knows how long Corey Seager is going to be out at shortstop. You talked about the Pujols signing. Cody Bellinger is going to return soon. So a lot of moving parts here with the Dodgers.
A lot of moving parts. First with Seager, then I'll get to Bellinger. With Seager, turned into a pitch the other night in Ross Detweiler, left-handed reliever for the Marlins, threw it. Got him on the fifth metacarpal, which is just below the pinky. So he's out for at least 4 weeks, maybe a little longer, might be six. There's no timetable on it. He did not need surgery, which was a good thing. So basically they're in the mode right now where they're just going to let it heal. And then with Bellinger, look for him late this week to maybe leave Camelback Ranch in Arizona, the spring training headquarters, the rehab headquarters, and probably go to Oklahoma City and start a AAA rehab maybe Friday, maybe Saturday. Could be sometime at the end of this week when he goes out on a rehab assignment.
Tim, you mentioned
By the way, can Pujols help the team? You think he can really help the Dodgers?
Yeah, because they needed a right-handed bat off the bench.
Okay.
And I think when you look at some of the guys that we have that probably should be in AAA right now, or you're an opposing manager, you've got Albert Pujols lurking in the dugout, it makes you think a little bit more because he can do a lot of damage. Now, granted, he hits in a lot of double plays, but he also is fifth all-time in home runs. Mm-hmm. I mean, 677 home runs. And I think he wants to get to 700. He said at his press conference earlier today, he's not thinking about retiring at the end of the season. He still thinks he has gas in the tank. I hope he does. But, you know, he's going to have to hit a lot of singles because his legs aren't what they used to be. But at the same time, he's going to be able to have an opportunity to knock in a bunch of runs.
Tim, you mentioned OKC, the AAA affiliate of the Dodgers, who play in the Pacific Coast League. Right. We see them from time to time when they come here and play the Aviators, the Oakland A's AAA team. Not, I don't know if there's anybody there that can step in right away, because the Dodgers have always had a terrific farm club. But what I think it helps them for, if these some of these injuries, particularly the pitching staff, continue during the course of the season, they can make some deals. They've got resources there to go out and get some folks.
Yeah, they do. I think their best prospects, though, Vinny, are at the lower levels right now, maybe double A, maybe some in single A. Those are the ones I think that teams would want to dig into in terms of making trades. Right now, the AAA guys, they do have some six-year veteran guys. Like, they brought in Steven Souza Jr., who's not on the 40-man roster. They brought in Nate Jones, a pitcher, who's not on the 40-man roster. He was just with the Braves and released. They brought in a number of guys for depth at the AAA level. Some of those guys could be included in a trade, but at the same time, I think if I'm another team, I'm looking at the younger guys.
Younger.
And that's what they tried to do with some of these people, like Dustin May and Will Smith and Gavin Lux and people like that. Over the years, other teams tried to steal them in other trades. They said, that May guy, he's pretty good. You know, why don't we take him? And Dodgers like, uh-uh, no way. And, you know, he's just had a Tommy John surgery a week ago, and he's recovering. And I think when he comes back, he's just going to be an absolute beast in about 18 months.
He was becoming that before he went down to injury in that series in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I was talking with the producer of this show, Matt Neverett, last week, and I said, man, with all the experiences your dad's been through in L.A., maybe he should write a book. Has that ever occurred to you, Tim?
Yeah, it actually did last year during the pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah,
how's that coming along?
It did. Good. Right now, COVID Curveball is the name.
Okay.
It's on Amazon right now. You can look it up on Amazon. It'll tell you all about the book and what it is. What it was last year during the shutdown, after we got shut down from spring training, I was up in the mountains of New Hampshire walking around. We were isolating up there away from human beings. And I came up with the idea while I was hiking in the woods, saying, you know, what if I chronicled every day? Because this season is going to be the most different and odd season Major League Baseball has ever had. And it was, but I didn't know at the time, and nobody knew what baseball in 2020 was going to look like, if we had it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that, coupled with the fact that I was with a team that could win a World Series. So if it won a World Series, you know, what a great ending to the book. But so not to spoil the ending, but that's the ending. They win the World Series. But you already knew that. But there's a lot of different things that happened along the way, a lot of different stories, a lot of different, with the protocols, testing, travel, not travel, masks, weird things that went on during a season that just had never happened before in baseball. And I've got some of my other stories from baseball in there in the past, a lot of quotes from people from the 2020 season, and, photos that show, like, you know, different things. Like, there'll be a great photo, and here's a spoiler for you, of Clayton Kershaw, an action shot, and the only fans that can see him are cardboard cutouts. And then I've got another one that shows you the back of the cardboard cutouts, because nobody ever saw those, right? So you'll see what they look like. That was my view every night when I was up there. But it's called COVID Curveball. It's available on Amazon right now. You can go check it out. And it's, as far as we know, the only book that was written on the COVID season. My publisher called me the other day, said, we've been searching, we can't find one. We think you've written the only one.
Very good.
So,
well, you hit a winner there, because when you decide to write a book, it certainly helps when that team goes on to win the world championship.
That didn't hurt.
Yeah.
That didn't hurt. I mean, you talk about luck. That was luck.
Tim, let's look at the division. I mean, the Dodgers have great seem to have great chemistry, too. Who's surprising you so far? I mean, obviously the Giants are a story. Pods, what do you think of the division so far?
I think the Giants have been a surprise from the pitching standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Their starting pitching's been unbelievable. I look at Alex Wood. What is he, 5-0? His ERA is under 2. They got a bunch of guys that are under 2 in terms of an ERA. The Padres, we expected them to be pretty good, and they're actually doing it with smoke and mirrors right now,
right,
with all these guys out due to COVID and COVID protocol. But the Padres are a good team. They're exciting. The games with the Dodgers are going to be fun.
Yeah.
The Dodgers play the Giants right after this series with the Diamondbacks. They'll go up to San Francisco. We call the games remotely still, which is a whole other story.
Wow.
And so their first look at the Giants will be in San Francisco, but they'll have a stretch of games where they play the Giants seven times in nine games with their most favorite opponent, the Houston Astros, with two games in Houston tucked in between.
Yeah, Dodgers and Giants have not faced off yet.
Not yet.
Giants
are
24-16. They have a half-game lead over the Padres, two games up on the Dodgers right now at the 40-game mark. Dodgers, you would think, are going to come out ahead when this is all said and done, but they've had so many injuries so far. Yeah. You still can't expect the Dodgers to play at a high level without Corey Seager, without Cody Bellinger, right?
They got to get these guys back.
Yeah.
I mean, they're coming back. They've got another guy who's an X-factor, Zach McKinstry, who was a surprise player. He is recovering from an oblique situation. He's going out on a rehab, I think, midweek this week and should be back soon. But he was having a terrific start to the season, and he was a very important player for us. I think, well, getting Bellinger back is going to be huge, and then he's got to get his timing back in the games and so on and so forth. This is why you play 162, because you play 60. Every game's like three games.
Yeah.
This way, you can, you know, teams are going to have their peaks and valleys. They're going to have their injuries, and every team's going through this.
Yeah.
Every team's going through a large number of injuries. But I do think when it's said and done that the Dodgers will be there. I think they have the starting pitching. I mean, Trevor Bauer, his game against the Marlins 2 days ago, unbelievable. He wants to pitch complete games. The only problem is he strikes out too many guys, and his pitch count goes up. Mm-hmm. He had 10 strikeouts the other day. His career high is 14. He's trying to get back to that. But he went seven full. You get seven full with 10 punch-outs, you've done a good job. Two hits, no runs. I mean, hey, that's...
He's up around 115 pitches, I think, when he left that game, right?
Yeah, and he is the only pitcher in the modern era now to have, after his first nine starts, more than 70 strikeouts and fewer than 30 hits allowed. The only pitcher in the modern era.
All right, that's Tim Neverett, Los Angeles Dodgers, play-by-play guys. Got the book coming out, COVID Curveball. Show Vinny the ring, too. Show the ring.
Look at that. Okay, put that up.
That's pretty impressive.
That up. Look at that.
Look.
Don't show me. Show the ring. Okay.
We see humans all the time.
Back in a couple minutes on My Guys in the Desert.
And don't wait days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, get a $250 match bonus, the fastest payouts, and only one-time playthrough at BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Offer valid in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Available at PlaySugarHouse.com in New Jersey. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? In Illinois, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, you can call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Colorado, 1-800-522-4700. In Michigan, 1-800-270-7117. In Virginia, 1-888-532-3500. Not valid in Iowa. This is the OddsTrader.com studio at the South Point Casino. Make sure you check out OddsTrader.com so you can start winning with the up-to-the-second info you need. Now let's get back to My Guys in the Desert with Matt Youmans and Vinny Maiulo.
All right, we appreciate Tim Neverett stopping by in studio. Good. Los Angeles Dodgers play-by-play broadcaster at Tim Neverett on Twitter. And, you know, we're talking about the Dodgers game tonight against the D-backs. It's Madison Bumgarner against Walker Buehler. Mad Bum's been pitching so much better lately. Dodgers big favorites here, but, you know, like we discussed with Tim, this is not the same lineup. Yes, you got Mookie Betts in there. Max Muncy's been heating up. You're without the World Series MVP in Corey Seager. You're without the NL MVP of 2 years ago in Cody Bellinger. The Dodgers just look a lot different, Vinny, offensively than we thought they were going to look like at this point.
Good point, Matt. But it is, you know, these prices in baseball are predicated on the starting pitcher, right? And we did, again, we've talked about this quite a bit because the Dodgers, when you look at their record at just plus four in terms of the win-loss, right, 22-18, figured to be in a much better position, right, going into the season. I mean, we had them at 103, 100, you could have found them at 104, right around the most regular season projected wins. But they continue to be bet. I mean, they've been a favorite and all but I think one game this year, and that game might have been like close to a pick 'em, or they were even money.
Was that
dog,
Milwaukee?
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Milwaukee was the slightest
like
of favorites.
A dime maybe, yeah. Or so, you know. But right. But here you have the Dodgers, where we open them as $2 favorites today. It didn't stop anybody in terms of straight bets and parlays. And again, that's predicated on the pitching matchup here. Right now, the Dodgers has 2-10 favorites, Matt, 7 under the total. And the Dodgers only even money on the run line. They took plus 105 with them on the run line. But Bumgarner pitching as well, pitching good too, including a 7 inning. You got the asterisk next to a no hitter recently too in this run that he's been on. But again, value. If you know, if you talk about a value play, which we oftentimes do, it's probably with the D-backs. But look, tough to go against the Dodgers, who with the talent they have, even with the injuries, Matt. They've got the talent to compete, and that's why they're still going to remain the favorites for the division.
Yeah, I think what's difficult for me when you look at this, the Dodgers minus 210. If you want to lay somewhere around, you got to lay a price, or is it even money on the run line right now?
Right now, it's even money. Even it was money. Plus okay. 105. Yeah, so if you're going to bet the Dodgers today, Matt, you're better off.
I think the problem I have there is this lineup's not going to be producing as many runs. You know, Corey Seager's a real spark for the Dodgers offensively. Yeah. You take him out of there. I'd have a tough time laying the 1.5, but those prices get up there on the Dodgers because of the starting pitching matchups. Like you said, Dodgers minus 210. Matt Bum has allowed 2 earned runs over his last 25 innings. Hey, best bets going into the weekend, quick recap of what I put up there. I did not play the Rays on the run line. I was tempted to do that. They were minus 152 against the Mets on Friday, Vinny, and I just didn't trust the Rays to cover the run line, so just laid the 152, which is about as high a price as I'll play in baseball. Well, the Rays won by one. Squeaked out a one-run win to get the win at minus 152. In the UFC, Munoz plus 105 over Souza. That was a winner as well. Souza got his arm snapped. Props to Lou Finocchiaro for coming up the winner in that fight as well. So 2 wins over the weekend. I got 2 best bets for this week, 1 for tonight, 1 for the PGA, Vinny. Danielle asked me, what's your best bet for the PGA? Among the favorites, I'm going with Justin Thomas at 16-1. That's the current price at Circa, and I think that's the best price I can find in town. What do you have at the South Point of JT?
We went down to a 12, Matt. They've been betting him money and tickets on Justin Thomas. So
I just bet that today at 16-1. Good. I think that's the best price.
Good price.
Also playing a dog tonight. I was talking a little bit about this when Vinny and I previewed the game the first time around. Logan Webb and the Giants, plus 123. I think the best price in town is at the South Point as we speak. Giants plus 123 against the Reds, right?
There it is, plus 23. Yep, minus 33, plus 23. Penny line, 10-cent straddle. There it is, buddy.
All right, those are best bets. I'll come back with more golf plays in the next couple of days, including some long shots. But JT's the one guy among the favorites that I do like at 16-1.
Nice.
Quick break. We come back. Vinny and I will talk NBA and MLB, Visa, and the Sports Betting Network.
And I'm Danielle Alvari. If you missed any part of our show or anything on the VSiN schedule today, don't forget to check out our free sports betting podcast. Catch replays of all our shows, including Follow the Money, A Numbers Game, My Guys in the Desert, and Lombardi Line with VSiN Best Bets. Download Beating the Book with Gil Alexander or Market Insights with Josh Applebaum. Plus, we've got Hardwood Handicappers, Long Shots, Gone Racing, and the Ron Flatter Racing Pod. They're all free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcast. Now back to My Guys in the Desert with Matt Eumanns and Vinny Maiulo.
Vinny, the NBA regular season is over.
It's over, Matt.
It's over. One of the hardest working guys in show business is Dave Tooley, and he keeps these ATS stats for VSiN every night on his Twitter account. So here's how the season wraps up. NBA favorites finished 539-513 with 15 pushes against the spread. That's 51.2% with 13 games closing pick 'em. Overs went 9-6 on the last day, 539-530, 50.4% on the season. So slight edge to the favorites and the overs. Looks like the odds makers are doing their job.
Well, listen, Matt, we're trying, you know. But it's if you bet the favorites there at 51.2%, laying 11 at 10, you lose.
Of course, nobody's going to bet every favorite on the board all season.
Some folks do, but I'm just saying that's you've got to hit 52.38 technically if you're laying 11 at 10 just to break even. So, but interesting, and also with home court this year not as big a factor. I gave like maybe 1 point to the home court this year. Maybe a little bit more in the playoffs. I think we're going to start seeing some more fans. And, of course, travel, you know, travel does impact some things as well, Matt. But, you know, without fans, you're seeing there's been an adjustment to the home court for teams. And that's what we're seeing here. So, well, good work by you, Mr. Tooley, there, keeping track of all of that.
Stephen Curry also finishes as the scoring champion, NBA scoring champion at age 33. He scored 2,015 points. It was a 72-game season. He averaged 32 points a game. We haven't seen somebody that age lead the NBA in scoring since Michael Jordan. And, Vinny, I know you think 33 is not old.
It's not. It's not. 33, what is it? It's the new 25, 28.
Well, without Klay Thompson, Curry's had to carry the Warriors this season. He's had to carry the Warriors offensively, and he's going to have to do the same thing in the play-in game against the Lakers on Wednesday night. And I said the first hour, I think this game will be bet like an NBA Finals game. There's going to be a lot of hype for Golden State and the Lakers on Wednesday night. This number's already come down a little bit. I saw sevens on the screen last night when I was working on some NBA stuff. Now I see as low as four at Circus Sports. What do you have here at the South Point on Warriors-Lakers on Wednesday night? How do you think this game's going to be bet?
Matt opened 6.5 yesterday and now down to 4.5. So, yeah, a two-point move here at South Point to the Warriors. The total also being bet under from 222 to 220.5. Matt, this game, just because of the matchup, all right, and the time, which is important. Now, it's going to be the last game. The second game, I should say, the last of the four, but the second game on Wednesday night. It's the Warriors and it's the Lakers. The Lakers always get tremendous betting interest. If you're the casual fan or you're a Laker fan, you're backing your team. But also if you're a more seasoned better, professional better, what you know you're going to get value with the opponent. It's just like the Golden Knights situation here in Las Vegas. So the Warriors have gotten the betting attention so far. These are two of the more public teams. The Lakers have always been a public team, but in recent years, even you know with the injuries, the Warriors, with that run they had a few years back, became a very public team as well. Now they're playing each other, Matt. This some people were complaining about this play-in format, this play-in tournament. We're not complaining about it at all. From our side of the counter, it's good for business. I mean, it's going to generate
more meaningful
interest,
games,
you know, and they mean something, right? So there's incentive here.
I think it's a plus too.
So I think as bettors, you can look for prices, look for certain opportunities, even the end game that's going to come about as well. So a move to the Warriors here, Matt, from 6.5 to now 4.5, and the under from 22 to now 220.5.
All right. Stephen Curry's not going to win the MVP, but LeBron James showing his opponent the proper respect. He said, in my opinion, Steph is the MVP of the league this year. And when he was talking about this last night, he said, we're playing, in my opinion, the MVP of the league. If Steph is not on Golden State's team, what are we looking at? End quote. And Golden State's 39-33 over the 72-game season. It's guesswork. But the way he's had to carry this team without Klay Thompson, I'm not sure the Warriors would have won 20 games without him. There are a lot of different ways you could determine the MVP. Curry's a scoring champ. He's got the Warriors in the playoffs. He's not going to be MVP, but it's hard to argue that anyone's been more valuable to their team than Curry has been to the Warriors.
Yeah, great point, Matt. And I could make a case for Curry, and I admire LeBron's candor here, and I think he's right. I could tell you this. Without Curry, the Warriors are not the Lakers' opponents in this playing game. That's
right.
I think that's safe to say. That's not going out on the limits. He's absolutely accurate. And LeBron, and what LeBron means to the Lakers. I mean, you know, Anthony Davis is terrific, but the reality is this. Both of these teams are only going to go as far as these two gentlemen carry them.
It'll be a heck of a game Wednesday night. Looking forward to it in the play-in. The Warriors and the Lakers right now, the market number is 4.5, total of 220. And if not for LeBron James and Anthony Davis injuries, the Lakers wouldn't be in the playoff, in the play-in tournament either. And it looked like LeBron was going to be MVP before he went down. And obviously he's back, and it looks like the Lakers are healthy. Vinny, give us a quick rundown of the other three play-in games and the current numbers. First, the other game in the West on Wednesday night, Spurs and Grizzlies in Memphis.
And Matt, this one opened with the Grizzlies as 4-point favorites. And to your in honor of you, I will give you the betting breakdown. Toggling between 4 and 3.5. They're taking 4 with the Spurs and laying 3.5 with the Grizzlies. Right now, sitting at 3.5, total down 3 points from 225 to 222. Tomorrow, Hornets-Pacers, Matt. The Pacers from 3.5 down to 3. And what we're seeing there is mostly Hornets money, but I think that'll be a two-way betting game. And the Wizards-Celtics, Matt, this one opened with – we opened the Celtics 1.5. It went down to 1, but then they laid the 1 and laid 1.5. We're back to 2. No Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum is probable. Walker and Smart questionable for the Celtics, but these Wizards – red hot, 17-6 the last 23. 17 covers, Matt, during that run as well.
It was red hot down the stretch for the Wizards. If you like the dog in that game, you can catch 2.5 out there at a couple places in the market, including Circa. We're going to talk more NBA betting with JVT on tomorrow's show. He's also working on a special edition of the Hardwood Handicappers podcast. Check all that out at vsin.com.
OddsTrader.com studio at the South Point Casino. Make sure you check out OddsTrader.com and download the free OddsTrader app right now so you can start winning with the up-to-the-second info you need. Now back to My Guys in the Desert with Matt Eumanns and Vinny Maiulo.
All right, Vinny. Marshall and Indiana battle tonight for the Men's Soccer National Championship. Break it down for us and give us a current line.
Matt, what was the last time those two – I don't think Marshall's ever been in the final.
Marshall,
Indiana, pretty good.
Seeking its first title. I think Indiana's won 7 or 8.
Yeah, Indiana's pretty good.
I'm going to root for the Thundering Herd in this one tonight.
You are?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
you're going to get a price.
Let's talk baseball. We broke down all the National League games. Let's get to the American League and start at the top of the rotation in the AL with White Sox and Twins in Minnesota tonight, Vinny. And close to a pick'em game.
Yeah, actually, Matt.
Dallas Keuchel, Jay Happs.
Mm-hmm. White Sox, they opened as the road favorites here, slight road favorites at $1.12. Right now, the Twins are dime favorites, even money on the White Sox. 9.5 for this total. We opened this total 8.5 on the overnight, Matt, adjustment, and then money showing from 9 to 9.5 right now on this one. And the run line, Twins. I'm sorry, the White Sox still favored. Actually, you got to flip that on the graphic there, -1.5 for the Twins, and that'll be plus 40.
Might see some runs in this game, but the Twins really struggling, by the way, at 13-25, and Jay Happ has allowed 9 earned runs, or he allowed 9 earned runs and 3 1/3 against the White Sox on May 12th. Dallas Keuchel. Last time he faced the Twins on May 12th, these guys went head-to-head. Keuchel went 5 2/3, allowed 8 hits and 6 earned runs. So both pitchers got beat up pretty good. You know, we were talking about the Dodgers with Tim Neverett when he was in studio. Dodgers have the highest run differential in the National League, but they're third in baseball. Do you know who's 1 and 2?
I think White Sox are
White
right
Sox
up there,
number
man.
1 at plus 61. Houston Astros number 2. Dodgers at number 3.
It's a White Sox team, Matt. You know, there's some criticism of them and their performance early on, particularly, you know, when Tony La Russa, and they're 9 games over .500. They're playing good ball. This is a good young team, and they're going to get healthier as the season goes on. So now whether or not they get Jimenez back is another story. But either way, White Sox figured to be a factor this year, and they're demonstrating it right now. So, yeah, even money.
All right, let's talk about the Yankees now. Gerrit Cole is starting tonight. He's got a streak of 56 strikeouts since he last walked a batter. And obviously, Gerrit Cole is going to be a big favorite tonight. He's got a 1.37 ERA on the season. Trails only Jacob DeGrom and John Means in that ERA category. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton have been hot.
Mm-hmm.
Judge has got a homer in 3 consecutive games. Rangers have dropped 6 in a row. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Yankees with Cole, you know, are going to be a big price.
You know, Matt, we talked in the opening segment today when we came on at 3 o'clock Pacific about the Pirates. We figured that the Pirates we were going to need just on a pretty regular basis during the course of the season. In the American League, the Rangers were that team. And again, they started better. They were actually doing better than some folks had anticipated. But the Yankees are a big favorite in this game. They did bet the Rangers in this game, and that's just a play by more seasoned bettors, taking a plus 240 price on. The Yankees opened at minus 280. They're down to 270. So the biggest favorite on the board still today. They're minus – how big are they? They're minus 160 on the run line. Rangers plus 140, and you get plus a run and a half here. The total on this game, Matt, now sitting at 8 under.
And Jordan Lyles is going to be the starter for Texas. Okay. I saw this report from John Morosi. He says the Yankees will prioritize left-handed bats at the MLB trade deadline. The team of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and Reggie Jackson has the worst OPS of any lineup in the majors from the left side this season. That's the MLB Network. And the Yankees do need to do something about this. They've got an unbalanced lineup. They've got to find more hitting from the left side of the plate.
Yeah, I think those three guys, Matt, they could still probably do some damage, even though two of them reside in heaven. But, you know, Matt, the Yankees, you know, we talked about this, too, with Tim Nevers. The thing about the Dodgers is they've got resources to make moves. The Yankees find a way to do that as well, find a way to have resources, whether it's cash and or players, but mainly cash. And you know what? If they need to do it, they'll get it done. But that is a good point, especially with the short porch in Yankee Stadium, right, to try to take advantage of get some more power from the left side.
That's why I really thought the Yankees would have made a big play for Bryce Harper a couple of years ago, because he's tailored. His left-handed swing for Yankee Stadium, that short porch in right field, I thought Harper would have been a monster.
I thought two teams, and again, not being biased here, but just from – I thought the Yankees were one. I thought the Mets were another one because of the marketing aspect as well, right? I mean, you're looking for headlines and – in New York, because there's always a competition. Mets are always chasing the Yankees, in not only in terms of success, but in terms of the headlines. And I thought that would have been a natural as well. So maybe if Steve Cohen was there at that time, Bryce Harper went.
Mets got the headlines when Francisco Lindor talked about the rat and the raccoon.
Yeah, well, that was that's different kind of headlines. You know, I mean, last time they had those kind of headlines was the Honeymooners, and Ralph Kramden and Ed Norton were at the Raccoon Lodge. You don't remember that, do
That's
you,
an
Matt?
Old reference. I do remember the show. I don't remember that.
Jimmy Vaccaro. I put that out there for Jimmy Vaccaro and Chrissy Andrews.
I think that one. I'm not sure JVT would get that one. Indians and Angels. Did you see the end of the Angels-Red Sox game yesterday? Mike Trout hits a high fly to right field, kind of windblown, shallow, and it drops between three players.
Yep.
So Trout gets lucky. He gets on base. Shohei, it's showtime. He hits a bomb. And the Angels win the game 6-5 to stop a 4-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. So Angels got 2 MVP candidates, but they can't string together wins.
No, man.
They've won the consecutive games once this month. Mike Trout's got the best OPS in baseball. Shohei's got 12 home runs. Angels still struggling as they face the Indians tonight. But the good news for the Angels, they come back to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Sandoval is the starter, and the Angels are favored.
They are, Matt. This game that right back to the opening number of $1.35 for the Angels. Initially, the money came in on the Indians. This game got – I'm sorry. went higher. They laid the price with the Angels initially to $1.42, and now back to the opening number. So two-way action is the one game that has probably the most balanced action so far today. 9.5 under for this total. It did open flat, so they're betting this game under, and the Angels plus 45 on the run line.
All right, we could talk a half hour about this next game, but let's keep it to 30 seconds. Tigers and Mariners in Seattle, Mize and Kikuchi, and Mariners big favorites.
Yep, $1.75, Matt, at home are the Mariners, and they're betting the Mariners up 20 cents from $1.55 on the opener. 8 to 7.5 for the total, and if you think the Mariners, Matt, if you like them tonight, heading north, you know, and now $1.75, you could take 6 to 5 on the run line, so...
Tigers,
against the Tigers.
It's not news, but Vinny, the Tigers are struggling. 8-20 in their past 28 games.
Two teams that we're needing on a pretty regular basis, even though they bet them a little bit tonight in straight bets. The Rangers I mentioned, but the Tigers in the American League.
All right, we're done talking baseball today. Thanks to Tim Neverett, the Los Angeles Dodgers play-by-play guy, who's in studio with us. So was Randy McKay, a professional sports bettor and a very sharp hockey guy. Gave his best bets out for tonight's hockey games. You can catch the replay up at vsin.com. All the show replays are up there. Vinny, let's do one more rundown of the hockey games before we wrap it up here. And the puck's going to drop in this Boston-Washington game in about 45 minutes. Bruins and Caps.
And the Caps, Matt, at home here. The Bruins open as slight favorites, and folks supporting them, thinking that they're going to even this series tonight at one game apiece, up to $1.40. The total on this one sitting at 5.5. Right now, the under favorite at $1.40. Doubt we'll see 5. The second game tonight, Matt, the second game, the Hurricanes hosting the Predators. Move to the Predators, Matt, and I'm still surprised that we have not seen Hurricane money, but again, still some time before puck drop. I think we'll see some Hurricanes money from 85 down to 65. The total on this game from 5 over to now 5.5 under. And the last game tonight, 7 o'clock Pacific, Avalanche at home. They get Nathan MacKinnon back, biggest favorite on the board today. Open 230. MacKinnon news came out that he's going to play or he's probable. This game up to 320. Avalanche in every parlay today. We're searching for Blues tickets. You'll get a good price on the Blues at plus 260. You might even see it come higher. The total on this one, 5.5 under. And the Avs, minus 1.5 and 15 cents.
Well, as big as that price is, and that's the biggest price on the board tonight. And by the way, I see 340 at a couple books in Vegas.
340, yeah.
On the Avalanche. Friday, we're in here doing the show in Colorado. The biggest favorite I can ever recall in NHL betting, Colorado was up to minus 520 at some spots on Friday. Fell behind 1-0 after the first period, but won the game in a blowout.
Yeah, they did. They walked away. They crushed the LA Kings in both of those games, Matt, to wrap up the President's Trophy. They wrapped up the Western Division and over the Golden Knights. Hard to look at the standings, right? Golden Knights with the most wins during the regular season in the league. However, the Avalanche won the tiebreaker because of the most wins in regulation. So they win. They're their number one seed in the West. They face the Blues here, and credit them for that.
You're not going to be here with us tomorrow. We're going to miss you. How about the Minnesota Wild Vegas Golden Knights game two? How would you approach it as a bettor, as a handicapper? Vegas drops the first game at home. A lot of people are going to look to play the zigzag, bounce back, whatever you want to call it. Vegas minus 170 or so, total of 5.5 after losing 1-0 in overtime.
Matt, 155, and that actually I think it's a wait-and-see approach right now. Now, you're going to see $1.70 in some spots, $1.60, but I think some folks are taking a wait-and-see approach also to see if Max Pacioretty, the Golden Knights' leading scorer, comes back. And also to see if Marc-Andre Fleury gets the start again and not alternating with Robin Leonard. So, but there'll be plenty of Golden Knights money tomorrow in this one, in game two.
All right, we'll talk about that tomorrow and more PGA and NBA. It's going to be JVT joining us on tomorrow's show. Thanks to Jeff Davis of Circus Sports, Randy McKay, and Tim Neverett of the Dodgers. Up next, Danny Burke, Gil Alexander, Tim Murray. Big night on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.